Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show. I am CJ Liu, and today we have the pleasure of having Tyler Young, a dating coach and owner of Attractology. That's an awesome name, by the way. Welcome, Tyler.
Oh, hi. Thank you for having me.
So we're going to talk today about landing your dream partner, and that's what your business is all about. Is that right?
You know, that's the goal. You know, that's the end goal, I should say. There's lots that goes into that, and there are many steps that it kind of takes to get to that stage. But Attractology essentially is kind of what we try to preach and practice, is the study and practice becoming your most attractive self. And so through kind of those steps, ideally, you feel so self-fulfilled and so confident that people will naturally gravitate towards you, and you know that's when magic happens, and hopefully that dream partner manifests itself.
So, is that part of your formula of this attractology? Is first of all being attractive just by yourself? It's not trying to. It's like being attractive to yourself. Is that right? When you said that, the most attractive self.
You know, absolutely. Internally, we have to feel, very good about who we are as people and, you know, the value that we provide in this world. And I think a lot of times we don't give ourselves enough credit, and we don't really appreciate what we do bring to other people around us in their lives. And you know, a lot of that just comes from believing in yourself. And once you get to that stage, other people will believe it too. And that's really the foundation of confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's what's interesting about, and what we had talked a while ago, back in January, and what I really liked about your approach is it's about self-love first. You know, if you don't love yourself, it's hard for find other people who will love you as well if you kind of don't love yourself. That's what I got. That's at least was my takeaway from our conversation. And it's a very different approach than most folks out there, right, who have tips and tricks and all those things I think are important. But I think it's a very different approach when you think, you know what, I love myself, and, you know, hopefully you love me too. And if you don't, then that's your problem, right? That was kind of the energy I got.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And that really is kind of the idea behind it. And fortunately, I really do believe in it. I think it works. And I've seen, you know, success stories happen because of that approach. And you're right, you know, there's a lot of material out there, and, you know, there are a lot of different philosophies and different ways to really, like, kind of take this material and present it, and, you know, whether it's tips or tricks. But that's not really what we're going for with Attractology. It's a lifestyle. It's what you believe, and other people will believe that. And, you know, if you're not whole as a person, someone else coming into your life is not going to complete that, and that's not something new. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people talk about that you can't find fulfillment in someone else if you're not fully happy yourself, and we really believe that as well.
So you said it's a lifestyle, it's what you believe, and it's being whole as a person. So tell us, break those down. What is the lifestyle that you guys are proposing?
Yeah, I mean, I think when it comes to lifestyle, it's really having a great understanding and appreciation of who you are as a person, and everything around you will be affected by that. So if you feel good about who you are and what you are providing as far as value to this world, you know, you'll take care of yourself. You'll take pride in your appearance. You'll take pride in your home, in your car, you'll take pride in your job and you'll want to do it well. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into that because it affects your confidence in a synergistic level because everything is tied together, but it all starts with you and how you feel internally, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get. Well, here's the thing that I always imagined is that, you know, the movies where the person is like, you know, they start wearing like really modern, up to date clothing. Like usually they've let themselves go and they start wearing, you know, the whatever leather jackets or whatever it is in the movies. But the thing is if they haven't changed internally, a lot of those external changes are helpful, but they're not really the full picture. And so what I'm hearing you say is that first you feel good about yourself and then you're going to want to like make sure that you take care of your hair and your clothes and you look good and that you're presenting yourself in the best possible light. I mean, is that right? Because that's what I'm hearing when I think about when you go for dating. It's like, well, you have to get dressed up for a date and someone's like, I don't want to get dressed up. They have to like me the way I look, you know?
Right. Yeah, those curmudgeons probably have a limited amount of success. But yeah, you're absolutely 100% right. And you know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to look good. I think sometimes when you look good, you feel good. And you know, the idea is to feel good all the time. So you know, looking the part is part of it. So you know, with our Attractology program, I have a director of fitness and nutrition, and he is a personal trainer that helps really kind of like craft your body. And then I have a director of style who really works with you on wardrobe and just, style tips and different things like that. So that, we're trying to, make you, bring out the best you inside and out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think actually, honestly, it probably goes both directions. Like sometimes if you're in a really good, and if you're in good shape, you just feel more attractive and you feel more, there's just, you have more vital life energy in you.
Definitely.
Sometimes. So I think it probably goes both directions. You change the outside and then it changes inside or vice versa. I mean, you see so many reality TV shows when What Not to Wear used to be a really famous one, but it's like, their lives are changed primarily from their external appearances, but I think it probably goes both directions. And that's what's, I think, different about what I'm hearing you propose, is most people focus on the external and then hopefully having internal change. And what I'm hearing, you're looking at both.
Yeah. I mean, you can put on the clothes and you can, say, hey, this looks good on me. But when you look in that mirror, what are you really seeing? Because, we all have a vision of ourselves internally. And when we look in the mirror, we all see something different, and we're going to take that, visual and interpret it in our mind. And it's either going to be, positive, or it's going to be, there's going to still be some of that negative there that we may believe. So, the idea is to get rid of all that negative and really, focus on the positive and start growing from there.
So what are the beliefs you had said, and we have about a couple minutes left, but you'd said that it's also about what you believe. What are the kind of beliefs, ideally, do you want people to walk away with after doing coaching with you guys?
I start off, that's a great question. I start off most sessions, or, it might be the first or second session, but I try to create a foundation for my clients, and I'll start off with just a really simple worksheet, and it's nothing more than just listing out 20 things that you love about yourself, 5 qualities that make you unique, and then 3 things that define you at the core. And we just walk down the funnel and I make sure that they do all 20. They can go over 20. That's not a problem, but I want to make sure that they get all 20. And you'd be surprised, a lot of people have trouble just listing out 20 things that they love about them. So it can be, physical, it can be their personality, it can be anything that you want it to be, but you really have to love it. I mean, for me, it's like, I think I have sexy legs. I know not a lot of guys say that, but I think I have sexy legs.
Nice.
I'm writing it down, And so, when you create that foundation, you start putting this stuff on paper and you pull it out of your head and you start to look at it, that's your foundation. And so many times, it's such a simple exercise, but a lot of my clients are like, wow, I ask them, how do you feel about this after you read it? And like, I feel pretty good. I feel pretty great. I'm like, that's exactly how you should feel, and I want you to keep this, around you all the time. If you are going out on a date and you're feeling a little doubt, put it in your back pocket. Or, you're going into work and things aren't going really like that great, put it on your bathroom mirror when you're getting ready in the morning and just remind yourself, hey, there are things that I love about myself. There are things that are unique about me, and there are 3 things that define me at the core that no one else has, because this is who I am and this is me.
Love it. That is a perfect way. I'm all stoked up just listening to you. This is awesome. Tyler Young, dating coach and owner of Attractology.com. Don't go anywhere, because in the next segment, we are going to go into those wonderful tips and tricks, because they're important too. So we're going to talk about how you start up a conversation with just about anyone, anywhere. If you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then friend us on Facebook at the Fire It Up with CJ page. We'll be right back.
Feeling bogged by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu. Welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show. You are on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today we have Tyler Young, who is a dating coach and the owner of Attractology.com. And he is going to teach all of us how to talk to anyone, anywhere, and how to say goodbye to our approach anxiety. So welcome back, Tyler.
Wow, thank you.
So I was interested in seeing in your bio that you said that you're extremely shy and used to feel socially anxious about going out and meeting people. Tell us about how you overcame that, and, you know, what was it initially and what is it now?
Yeah, I actually, through high school, very shy. I got to college and started to kind of get through it with, as most people kind of explore or, really kind of get into drinking more in college. That's a good way to kind of get through it. And as I got out of college,
you explored your shyness through drinking. Okay.
Yeah. usually a little, you know, social lubrication with booze. It helps a lot of people. But I wanted to kind of get even past that. And so when I got out of college, I had to, like, really, you know, get past a lot of those fears and those feelings without the help of that. And, you know, when you're in the job market, when you're going on interviews, when you're trying to meet new people, when you're just trying to, you know, maybe find a date, you can't rely on alcohol to really get you through it. So, I mean, I had it kind of bad for a little while. I mean, when I was in college and even kind of immediately after college, if there was, if I was living in the dorms or in an apartment and someone was in the hallway, I'd wait for them to, like, leave the hallway before I would, like, leave my room.
Oh,
just
wow.
Because I didn't want to interact with it. I didn't want to, like, you know, even say hello or not. Like, it was, you know, and that's not how we should be as humans. That's not something that I believe we should be. I think, you know, a lot of us have that to a certain extent. And I think that's something that really kind of helped me get over it, to be honest with you, is recognizing that everyone has kind of their own level of it.
Right.
And that it's just kind of an inherent thing that we all kind of deal with to a certain degree. Some of us can, you know, fake it till we make it. Some really truly authentically have no issues at all with social interaction. But a lot of people that I work with are super smart people, really successful, and yet they never really develop kind of some of those social skills. And because they don't really feel confident in that, that social anxiety is always there and it just lingers and exists. And so, you know, that's a lot of the stuff that we, you know, have to address is to you know, how do you kind of get out of that? And once you do, you know, how do you keep the conversation going? You know, what's the next?
Okay, so what are some, like, okay, so let's say I'm a typical client of yours. I'm afraid to go out. You know, how do you get me started and acclimated to interacting with people so that I don't feel that anxiety anymore?
That's a great question. You know, I really try to use the philosophy, or really it's more of an analogy, to the mindset of a traveler. So, you know, I'm sure you've done some traveling in your life, and most people have, whether it's, you know, across the mountains, you know, internationally, wherever it is, when you find yourself in a new place, there's a natural curiosity there. And when you're traveling, you have this level of innocence, and you can talk to almost anyone and any stranger, because if you need help or if you need direction or if you need information on something, you can ask that question because you're coming from a very simple, you just need to know and want to get more information. Well, that immediately breaks down the social barrier. You know, who really... someone in need, a stranger that is traveling and is looking for some information. So I really tried to have my...
Yep, you're cutting in and out, but here's what I'm getting. You're cutting in and out. Your phone line is cutting in and out. But here's what I think I heard you say, is that the first thing that you need to do is change your mindset and to be one of a traveler, and also to kind of approach kind of the whole idea of dialoguing in more of an innocence, of the sense of innocence. Oops, are you still there? I can't hear you at all. Oops, looks like we are perhaps, I think, Chris, are you there? Well, or Brian, if you're there, I think we need to get Tyler back on the line. Okay, so it looks like we have some technical difficulties. So here's what I love about what Tyler has been talking about. One is the idea of changing your mindset so that, and I actually think that a lot of this stuff, being a coach myself, a lot of this stuff is about kind of acclimating yourself slowly but surely. A lot about coaching is taking a lot of small steps, not necessarily one gigantic step. And so oftentimes it's about taking one small step. So a small step may be, you know, practice just talking to someone when you're getting coffee and just get over the anxiety of doing that. Then maybe moving on to the next step, you know, start talking to three strangers, two strangers. But I think a lot of what coaching is all about is breaking down the barriers and addressing some of the fear. So, the other thing that I love that Tyler was talking about and that we were talking about in the break is actually a lot of a lot of what I think comes across is how much you love yourself, and to the extent that you can do some of the things that he mentioned, like building a foundation where you think of 20 things that you love that about yourself and 5 qualities that make you unique, that kind of puts you in a much better state of mind. Tyler, are you there? It looks like you're back online already. Cool. No problem. So in the remaining couple minutes, what would you do? We were just talking about your approach generally and that it's about being in the mindset of a traveler and being innocent. What are some of the tactical things, tips and techniques that you would use if you saw someone, you wanted to walk up to them at a bar or wherever? What are some things that you could do?
You really have to be really, really present. You really have to, like, take a look around your surroundings and see what's happening. And, you know, it's easier to describe, but when you're actually in the moment, I mean, we get so busy or we're, you know, in our conversation, but take the time, see if you can get some eye contact. If you're getting eye contact, if you're getting positive body language, are people turned to you? Do they have their shoulders turned to you? Those are little small indicators of, okay, this might be a willing group to talk to. And the important thing is, you know, if you don't really have, you know, the ability to start a conversation out of the blue, not a lot of people do, you know, have maybe a couple conversation starters that are ready. And these are not pickup lines. I don't condone, you know, cheesy pickup lines by any means. But if you do have some authentic questions or silly questions or just something that can help generate conversation, a lot of times it's nothing more than just saying hello. I mean, how many times do you break the ice and all of a sudden you're in a conversation? It just kind of takes the gut to do that, and you'll get there. You know, there's a lot of people out there, you know, kind of yearning for a connection. You just have to be the one to kind of, you know, open up and make it a safe place. So, and it's important to remember that people have bad days. Especially, you know, here in Seattle, it's gray and gloomy and just people are kind of, you know, down and not really, you know, the most like, happy social bunch, even though when the sun comes out, that completely changes. But you have to, you know, the key is to not take it personally and realize that it's kind of the situation or it's the day, the weather, whatever it is. But that's what's happening if you're getting kind of rebuffed or you're not getting what you need. And that's a really huge portion, of the ability to overcome that fear of rejection. I think a lot of us, you know, some of that social anxiety really like starts with, well, what happens if they don't say hi back to me? Or what happens if they think that I'm weird? Or what happens if I can't even, you know, get them to say hello? It's not you. It's really the situation. So don't take it personally. Just know that, okay, that person's not in the right space right now to have that conversation, and find someone else who is. And you can really avoid a lot of that by picking up some of those subtle clues, whether it's eye contact or, you know, I always tell this to my female clients, and they would just kind of laugh at it, but I think it really is true. You know, women actually do the picking up. They are the ones that take that first step, and if they can, they can really utilize their eye contact to make it a safe place and to invite men over. And I don't think, you know, enough women take advantage of that.
What's the eye contact? Is it just like direct eye contact? Is it winking? Like, that's a clear one, but what's the eye contact that you want to be giving?
It's a little bit of direct eye contact, but then it's also some lingering eye contact. When someone catches your eye, you kind of know, and instead of, like, you know, looking away really quickly, you want to kind of hold that eye contact for a little bit, and you know, there'll be kind of an understanding, like, okay, that's probably a safe place. I can go over there and ask, hey, have you figured out what your Halloween costume is going to be this year? Or, hey, you look like you read a lot. What kind of books? You know, like, whatever it is that you want to do to start that conversation. But you go in with a lot more confidence when you know it's a safe place and a safe environment to do that.
Okay, because I think actually if I sometimes get eye contact, like, oh, and I turn around. But if I count to 5 in my head, that'd probably be good, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That would probably be one of those things that you do. Not that I need to be making eye contact because I'm married, but that's what I'm getting is like linger a little bit. Don't just flit your head turning around. And as a married woman, you have to be careful because sometimes you look at someone and you're like, oops, I didn't mean to do that. And then I look down immediately. I mean, that's like the exact opposite, right, of breaking rapport. But if I were looking, I'd be doing like, you know, lingering a little bit. But I always think it's rude. But, you know, maybe not. That's what the guy needs in order to feel safe.
And you know, and then it's our job is to take that eye contact and interpret it. You know, what is it? Okay, this woman's married. Maybe that's not a road I want to travel down. Or this girl is really checking me out. I need to, you know, kind of
step it up
and get ready to go. Yeah, you know. So that's kind of the starting point. And then once you can get a conversation going, you know, I think we all have the ability to be social and socialize. I think getting over that first hump is really a lot of people's main challenge. And once they do that, they can get into that comfort. And you feel that chemistry, you feel that rapport. Sometimes it's not right away, but if you can kind of figure out a certain, you know, thing that maybe you have in common or something that you guys can talk about that you both have similar insights on, then you can really kind of, you know, move that conversation forward. And, you know, you have to do that through, you know, intentional listening, really cluing in on what's being said, asking good open-ended questions. You know, a lot of times, you know, guys will, you know, ask.
And you know what? I hate to do this, but it's time for a break. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But here's what I'm hearing you saying. Don't take personally. Go out there, practice. It's not so bad. Don't take it personally. You got to go out there and try. And for girls, make sure that you hold that eye contact. So thank you so much, Tyler. If you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then go over to iTunes and load up the Fired Up with CJ page. We'll be right back.